This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. President Biden spent part of today getting an up-close look at the damage left in the wake of Hurricane Milton. He was in St. Petersburg, Florida, with this message.
Moments like this, we come together to take care of each other, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans. Americans who need help. And Americans will help you if you were in the same situation.
The area was also lashed by Hurricane Helene. Vice President Harris was in North Carolina again today, which is still struggling with Helene damage. Our Jim Krasula says threats to FEMA workers in North Carolina are making their jobs more dangerous.
Reports of armed militia members threatening government workers in the western North Carolina flood zone have prompted FEMA to get some of its staff out of devastated Rutherford County. CBS has confirmed FEMA is monitoring threat information through coordination with local, state, and federal authorities.
There has been misinformation about FEMA funding and the false claim that disaster response money is being diverted to help immigrants. Well, immigration is a key campaign issue. CBS's Nicole Killian reports from Prescott Valley, Arizona.
Former President Trump is wrapping up his West Coast swing here in Arizona to announce a new proposal to expand the Border Patrol with the goal of hiring an additional 10,000 agents. Vice President Kamala Harris spent most of her day in North Carolina trying to mobilize African-American voters. And this week, she turns her attention to critical blue wall states in the Midwest.
The police arrested a man they pulled over at a checkpoint near Trump's Coachella rally on Saturday with two firearms inside an SUV. The Riverside County Sheriff's Office says Trump was not on location yet when it happened. Authorities did charge a man with two misdemeanor weapons charges and released him. A drone attack injures dozens of people and kills four soldiers in central Israel. CBS News correspondent Rami Innocencio has more from Tel Aviv.
Hezbollah in Lebanon has claimed responsibility. This is one of the most lethal strikes to hit Israel since the war started back on October 7th of last year. The militant group said it targeted an Israeli military training camp in retaliation for two Israeli strikes in Beirut last Thursday, and that killed more than 20 people.
Local hospitals in Gaza say an Israeli strike has killed at least 20, including children at a school. They do not play professionally, but Billy Crystal and Spike Lee have taken their places in the Hall of Fame as basketball superfans. They were added to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame's James F. Goldstein Superfan Gallery and took part in a ceremony today. Lee dressed as he does at a Knicks game and sparred with fans wearing Boston Celtics green. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Finding an assisted living facility is not easy, even when you have a lot of time to choose one. But imagine what it's like when you only have a month to do that. This story from CBS News reporter Christopher Cruz.
91-year-old Don Zabolski and his wife Marianne lived for 2 years at an assisted living home in Millard, Nebraska. At the end of August, they were told they had to be out by the end of September because the facility was closing.
They could have given us to the end of the year, and that would have made it be easier.
Greg Zabolski spent days searching for a new place for his parents.
They've been married for 67 years and above everything else, want to stay together. We want them to stay together. That's very important to everybody.
It's a challenge many children will be faced with as the so-called silver tsunami of baby boomers makes unprecedented demands on the country's elder care system. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
And I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms and continued breezy, lows in the mid-40s. Winds gusting out of the west up to 35 miles per hour. For Monday, showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder. We'll see a high near 55 degrees, more sunshine by the afternoon. It's 48 at our studios.
So Texas Tournament. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Oh,
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
getting the worst. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Yeah.
sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, stay. Oh, Monday, Monday.
as she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Statue in the sky.
to hell. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
Light. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. People are already voting in Arizona. That's where former President Donald Trump spent some of Sunday campaigning on issues like immigration, going against his rival Kamala Harris.
For four straight years, she's imported an army of illegal alien gang members and migrant criminals from the dungeons all over the world.
False claims have been spreading about FEMA diverting disaster relief funds to immigrants. Vice President Harris slammed the conspiracy theories while campaigning in North Carolina.
I think, sadly, frankly, the motives are quite transparent: to gain some advantage for themselves, to play politics.